This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We got the pedal to the metal, and I am so happy to be with you here today. This is my favorite thing, to be on the radio with you guys on the other side of the radio and spreading my automotive passion. Auto World has been around since 1992. That's a long time. Started in a different time slot and has expanded over the years. Of course, over the years, I've done lots of other automotive radio programs, including Motor Trend for more than 10 years, Motor News Weekly, Inside Classic Cars, Deals on Wheels, and Car Crazy. And that's just to name a few. I am your car crazy individual, Bob Long, and I'm here at your service. And guess what? You are in luck because we have a killer hour straight ahead. We're going to be joined momentarily by a good friend who's got a new job, very exciting new job, and we're going to hear all about that. And he's got some very exciting news to share with us. So I can't wait to get this gentleman on board to tell us all about it. And a little later on, I was there 2 years ago at Cobo Hall. It's very hard to pull off a surprise today in this crazy world that we live in, but Ford did it with the Ford GT, the 2017 Ford GT, which debuted not this past January, but the January before, and it caught everybody off guard, and it's about to go into production, and we're going to be joined by one of the chief engineers on this amazing vehicle, which is doing quite well on the racetrack these days as well. That's coming up a little later on in the hour. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. Here it is, toll-free, so feel free anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. And if you're listening to us on tape delay or in archive form or podcast form or on demand, all those are available at GCNlive.com and elsewhere. We welcome you and encourage you your participation. So if you have a question for any of our guests here today, don't be a stranger. You can email us up after the live airing, which is happening right now as we speak on great radio stations like WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama, and many other great stations around the country, KPAM, Portland, Oregon, and dozens and dozens and dozens more. But enough of my blabbering, because we got a good guy joining us right now. I've known this gentleman for a lot of years, probably close to 20 years. We were both about 20 years old when we met. No, I'm only kidding. But this gentleman has had many esteem positions in the automotive industry, and he has now taken on a new challenge, and he has been named the Director of Corporate Communications for Kia. It's my pleasure to welcome the one and only James Bell back to the airwaves of Auto World. James, welcome and congratulations on your new job.
Well, let me tell you, the new job is exciting, but now that I get to come back on the radio with you, it feels like the worlds have come complete again. Everything's okay.
Everything is okay, and we're going to have you on as a regular contributor here on the show, and I got a couple of other things cooking, too, that we're going to get hopefully you and Kia involved in that as well. But let's talk a little bit about the Kia brand before we tell everybody about this exciting news. Both of us have been around this industry for quite some time, and Kia is quite a story. I mean, I so look forward anytime I get the opportunity to get behind the wheel of a Kia Presso vehicle, because these vehicles have come, as folks would say in certain parts of the country, a country mile. Forget everybody out there, forget the Kias of 10 years, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Forget about it, because this is a whole new ball game. These are world-class automobiles. Peter Schreier, who was the designer and now, I believe, still president of the company, has done a wonderful job of transforming this brand. And if there ever was a success story, it is Kia.
It's happened really quickly when you think about it. I mean, you're right. For so many years, the Kia brand was sort of seen as a alternative to buying a used car. It wasn't full of emotional appeal. It was, a safe economical choice. And you're right, Peter Schreier, who's, of course, famous for designing some of the most beautiful Audis and other European cars, came in probably almost a decade ago now and, really enforced on the company that when you're building a car, you've got to bend the sheet metal, so you might as well bend it nice ways. And thankfully, the Kia's management embraced that. Around the same time, they made a big focus on quality and reliability and durability, fuel efficiency, put a big 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty on the vehicles to put that peace of mind in. And it just started stewing, I guess you could say, started simmering a little bit. And your little run-up here is completely right. It's taken some time, but now we're at a point where, and why I couldn't be happier to join this brand at this moment in time, we're at a point where this brand is really starting to catch, and it's becoming much more emotional, appealing to people. You know, once upon a time, if you said, "Hey, Bob, I heard you got a new car. What'd you get?" "I got a Kia." "Oh, okay. On a tight budget, huh?" That was generally the reason why. But now you say, "I got a Kia," and you say, "Well, yeah, let's go take a look at that. Let's go for a ride in that." I mean, it's a much, much different car company, producing much, much better products. And it's a really fun time to join this company, to be here. I think they've been here 23 years, and the transformation feels like it's just about complete.
And what used to be a very small manufacturer, only with a couple of offerings, has truly become a full-line manufacturer. You guys have got a full portfolio. You've got something for everybody.
That's exactly right. And I can't say too much, but we've got some really neat stuff coming in the next year or so into segments that we don't currently have vehicles today. In fact, that was one of the fun parts of when I started this job. One of my first meetings I attended was a kind of a download on future product plans. And I kind of had to shake my head a few times and say, this is going to be fun. So you're right. But as of today, Kia has really positioned itself in the right places for the industry. Obviously, the crossover, small crossover and large crossover space are both red hot. And we've got the Kia Sorento in that space. It's doing a fantastic job. And the Kia Sportage, the all-new one, started shipping about 3-4 months ago. It's really lit up the sales charts. At the same time, it won a very big award. You know what I'm talking about there, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge award and a tremendous success story for the entire Kia brand, team, engineers. I mean, from everybody who sweeps the floors to Peter Schreier himself, I mean, everybody deserves congratulations on this one. J.D. Power just laid on a tremendous award. Tell our listeners all about this fantastic award.
Yeah, this was pretty crazy. And this is crazy, Bob, just you and I, two guys who love the car business. You know, we could turn the microphones off, or should they turn the speakers off to all the listeners, and we'd have the same conversation, I can assure you. So the last 31 years, J.D. Power has been looking at initial quality, speaking to people about their cars 90 days into ownership and asking them a whole battery of questions about how the vehicle holds together, if it's delivering what they
let's tease it a little bit more.
Let's talk about that.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-219-1331. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-219-1331. 800-219-1331. 800-219-1331.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
The rock and roll gearhead, Billy F. Gibbons. Thank you, my friend. It's been a long time since you and I have spoken, and certainly a long time since you've joined us on the broadcast. And speaking of great friends, James Bell is with us, the new director of corporate communications for Kia. And James is just a great media guy. I mean, he's so used to doing lots of TV appearances and media tours. And, you know, he does a great way of building things up and adding tension. So we did just that. You know, we rolled up to the break. You started to tell the story, but now we got plenty of time. So let's tell everybody about this wonderful award and the history of the award and, most importantly, the significance of this award.
Sure thing, Bob. No problem. Well, as I was saying before the break, 31 years, J.D. Power has been speaking to consumers or owners of vehicles to find out 90 days into ownership how they like it. Is it delivering what they expected? Is it easy to use? Did the salesman sell them a line of you-know-what about how it's going to be to drive that car? Is it letting them down, or is it hitting the mark? And 27 of the – let me back that up. For the last 27 years of this study, it's been a luxury brand, namely, I think, Lexus, the majority of the times, winning that award for obvious reasons. You know, the luxury brands – it's usually much more of an emotional purchase. People are, you know, they're really tied to it. They've maybe worked hard for it. They've saved for it. They're ready to make that nice step up. And so it makes sense that it was a luxury brand that gave that first 90 days of, wow, this is a quality vehicle. I really feel, tightly wound and happy to be connected, to have this vehicle in my driveway. Well, this year it was a non-luxury brand. Now, first and foremost, that would be news of its own. Okay, the fact that a non-luxury brand has kind of achieved that same level of, we're shaking up the automotive space a little bit. But the thing that really gets crazy about it, and this, the blessing for me happened on the second day of my job there, was that it was Kia. Kia was named by J.D. Power, as its 2016 IQS Award winner. Two vehicles in particular, the Sportage and the Soul, were named the top in their class, which is just fantastic. Because if you think about it, both of those vehicles are in very competitive classes. And as well as the Sorento and the Forte also did very well, excuse me, in their particular respective segments. But when you added it all together, as a brand, the Kia brand outdid Porsche, Lexus, Mercedes, well, everybody else in the industry. And like I said, even if it wasn't Kia, it would be big news. But the fact that it was Kia really kind of highlights just the commitment that this company has made for the last, you call it right, Bob, for the last decade, from the designers through the engineers through the production teams through the after sales and service. There's been a real commitment there. And I can tell you from being there in the room when J.D. Power presented the award to the entire Kia family, it was as if we'd all climbed Mount Everest together. Of course, I couldn't take too much credit because it was just my second day on the job, but it sure was a good second day.
Absolutely. Well, mega congratulations from Auto World, and certainly so deserving. Another thing we should touch on, and we kind of danced around it a little bit, is the fact that, content-wise, that's the other thing that Kia does so well. Is so much standard features, plus that wonderful warranty. But I'm a styling guy. I mean, I just love good-looking vehicles, and I don't see any reason why, you know, if your budget is limited, you still can't drive a good-looking vehicle, and Kia has proven that again and again. I mean, in all honesty, I never was a fan of what I call the box vehicles, the now gone Scion XB, the Honda Element, the Nissan Cube. But the one vehicle that I always liked was the Soul, and now that it's in its next generation, the Soul continues to put a smile on everybody's face. But it was really the Optima that really, it, to me, was a game changer, because you could get a car at a good price point, loaded with great features, that was a really good looking car. No compromises.
That's right. It's Bob, as you alluded to earlier, you know, I'm new with this job. Prior, of course, I was with General Motors and had a fantastic time there and really enjoyed everything I learned and the people that I worked with. But I can tell you this, that I used to give presentations inside General Motors to kind of go from Acura to Volvo, where I would say, you know, here's how I see the competitive landscape, and here's how I think GM stacks up, you know, where their products have chances to grow and maybe where there's still work to be done. And when I got to the Kia Optima, I always said, and I say it again today, General Motors, Ford, Toyota, you name it, they were all very lucky and continue to be lucky that Kia is capacity constrained. You know, they build those vehicles here in West Point, Georgia, down in the States, and they built the factory to produce a certain amount. And that car sells as quick as they can make them. And that's exactly, I think, to your point, that if it's a good-looking car at a fair price, loaded with technology. And if I could make a quick segue here, Bob, the technology story that you mentioned is that one of the big reasons why I think we did well in the J.D. Power scoring, because when you look at the data itself, when you kind of core into it, a lot of brands are loading their vehicles up with really, you know, cutting-edge technology, you know, infotainment systems, and ways to communicate in a safe way, you know, with their phones and so forth. But they're not easy to use, or they don't work right. And that's actually turned into a big kind of black mark on a lot of IQS scoring for a lot of different brands. When you look at Kia's scoring, that's, you'll see a lot of great technology on board, but it's easy to use. And it works every time, and it's simple. In fact, just yesterday, I was taking my daughter to a tennis match, and I'm in a Kia Cadenza right now. And my wife said, oh, you know, let's stop and plug in the information into the car. And I said, oh, yeah, so I'll just pull over. I said, no, we don't have to pull over. I can just push a button on the steering wheel and do it. And she said, oh, we've been in lots of cars. Those never work. Let me just use my phone instead. And I said, no, hold on a minute. So I pushed the button on the steering wheel. I said, enter address. I said the address. It came right up. Away we went. And, you know, other systems say they work that well. The Kia system seemed to do it over and over again. And that was a big reason why that why I think the J.D. Power award came through, because, it's not only having technology you can afford that you like, but it works well and it keeps you safe. And that's really the win, isn't it?
It really is, because some of the systems can be so complicated and quite frustrating.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like you say, you can do it that simply and that effectively, and it works, too. I mean, that's the other thing, too. I mean, you know, I get in some $100,000 vehicles with all kinds of fancy stuff, but most of the time the stuff doesn't work that well at all. So, James, congratulations on your new position as Director of Corporate Communications for Kia. We're going to have you on a regular basis, and we'll touch base off air. I can tell you about some of the other things I'm working on, but congratulations on these huge awards from J.D. Power.
Fantastic, Bob. Thank you.
There he is, James Bell from Kia. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. We're live all across North America on great radio stations from coast to coast, all the way from Maine down to Florida, across all the way to Arizona, New Mexico, up to Seattle and Washington State and Hawaii and Alaska. And, of course, we have a number of stations in Canada, including the information station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan. Well, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, was 2015, January, at Cobo Hall, that Ford pulled something off that is a rarity in this day and age. They pulled off a surprise, because quite often in recent times when you go to auto shows, you kind of know what's going to be unveiled before it's unveiled. Sometimes they even leak pictures, or journalists do what they're not supposed to. They post pictures. But Ford surprised everybody by rolling out the 2017 Ford GT supercar. This is the spiritual successor to the Carmelo Pardo designed vehicle that was built for Ford's 100th birthday celebration, 2004, 2005, 2006. Certainly that's one of my all-time favorite vehicles. And that, of course, paid homage to the great Le Mans winning vehicles of the 1970s. But now we've got the all-new 2017 Ford GT supercar, and it's tearing up the track. And to tell us all about a special edition of the 2017 Ford GT supercar, it's my pleasure to welcome Garen Nagosian to the airways of Auto World. Garen, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you for having me on the air. I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Well, thank you very much for asking, and I've really been looking forward all week to talking to you about the GT in general, and in particular, why don't we begin by telling everybody about the big news. You guys have announced an all-new 2017 Ford GT 66 Heritage Edition, and this, of course, pays homage to the historic 1966 Le Mans winner, and for you, this must have been a real labor of love to work on.
Not just for me, you know, the entire team really had this attitude towards the project from day one, that they knew it's bigger than all of us combined. It's one of those things that's going to live on forever. And, you know, I like to say the phrase, but it's absolutely true. This is a case of all of us doing what we can and taking care of this legend for our generation and hopefully passing it on down to the team after us, who may or may not pick up after this vehicle sometime in the future, to care for it in that time frame. So we knew we were dealing with a legend, and we knew we were dealing with maintaining its heritage and history. So when we talk about something as iconic as the number two car, that was the Le Mans winner in 1966, which was a big moment for Ford, big moment for American racing, and certainly not lost on us as the team who brought the car to life. It's a pretty big deal. So absolutely met the program and the challenge with enthusiasm. And honestly, with a little bit of a, you have a bit of hesitation because you're stepping onto the boundaries of things that have made history that has been around longer than any of us have been alive. So, you know, to do that sort of thing, it's a daunting task sometimes. But I think we did all right. The package celebrates the color scheme and the iconic number two of that 66 car. We designed it before Le Mans this year. We knew we were going, obviously. But it was with great hope and enthusiasm that we were hoping to be able to celebrate a win with our car to, you know, really give the 50th anniversary even more credibility and more of a special place in history. I'm so glad that that actually happened for us. So it was a humbling experience. I was actually there. I saw the car cross the line. It was incredible. It was something out of the movies. You know, it just, it really sort of gave closure to the program, not just this particular livery.
That's wonderful. Let's tell everybody about this all-new Ford GT for 2017. This 66 Heritage Edition, as you noted, is painted with a unique black and silver stripe livery celebrating the 66 Le Mans winning GT40 Mark II race car. And for those of us like you said, who may not have been around or just need some reminders about who were the drivers of this particular vehicle. I believe Bruce McLaren was one of the drivers. Who was the other driver? Chris, I know, was his first name. What was his last name? That's it. Absolutely.
Yep.
And of course, this was...
They broke history. They did what they did. The car lives famously on the internet and in the original, which is still around. I'll speak a teeny bit about the design aesthetic that we chose. So much like the actual car, the 2017 GT is by no means a heritage vehicle. It pays homage to the old car, and you mentioned something about the 2005 car just a bit ago. And, you know, that was a very, very awesome vehicle. You know, it's definitely high on our list of vehicles that we appreciate, and it's got its place in history. It was gorgeous, and it did wonderful things for the for performance. You know, it was handily one of the best performing cars in its class when it came out. It didn't officially race by us, and our car was in a way possible because of that 2005 car. It was such an homage to the retro design themes of the 60s car. We felt that we could go further and go beyond. And, you know, it's perfectly timed with where Ford wanted to be with its footprint right now. You know, we celebrate the engines that we like in EcoBoost. We celebrate
lightweighting and efficiency, and we really have a positive outlook towards the future. And we use the heritage to bring in some of the themes and some of the concepts of the 60s car back to life with the new one, and the livery also does the same. So it's not a direct copy of the Le Mans winning livery of the 1966 Mark II. However, you can't mistake it for anything but a vehicle that celebrates that win. We have the number two. It's largely in the same format, you know, big round L on the side with the two in it. But our version has a more updated look about it. The rondel has been fitted to the body shapes of the 2017 car. The number two has been rendered in a more futuristic and a little bit more forward-thinking way. You know, we've got a portion of it cut off, and the font is actually the same font that's in the cluster, the vehicle cluster. So there's a lot of continuity. Cool. We've used that same font in certain portions of our race communications, our pit boards, some of the memorabilia we've been generating for the car, the new car. So there's a lot of history, but there's also a whole lot of tie-in to the rest of the new program, you know. And that's where we feel everything we do with this car definitely never forgets the past, because it's a history that we're quite proud of. But it also always looks to the future.
And definitely all you have to do is take a look at the 2017 Ford GT, and it certainly is a very futuristic vehicle. Love the view from behind, the execution, the way that you've integrated the exhaust and the tail lamps, and it is just a hauntingly beautiful vehicle. There is no question about it. This 66 Heritage Edition features a shadow black exterior, and I understand you can get it either gloss or matte finish with silver stripes and exposed carbon fiber package. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some of the other special features, including the wheels and some of the unique interior and exterior touches and color themes. Don't go away. We're going to have lots more with our good friend, Garen Nagosian, Design Manager.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-268-4205. 800-268-4205.
Fender, an iconic brand with some of the greatest instruments in history. And going on now at Guitar Center, it's Fender Fest. The best time ever to check out the greatest selection of Fender guitars in the world. Stratocaster, Telecaster, P-Bass, Jaguar, Jazzmaster, and more. Right now, purchase any qualifying Fender product and get up to a $100 promotional gift card. Own a legend. Fender Fest, now through July 27th, in-store and online, only at Guitar Center.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes?
ProtoVite can. ProtoVite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, ProtoVite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Yaron Yagogian is with us, exterior design manager for the absolutely drop-dead gorgeous 2017 Ford GT supercar. We're telling everybody about the 66 Heritage Edition. You can check it out. You want to have some fun, go to FordGT.com, and they've actually got a configurator tool. Limited quantities will be available for the 2017 model year only. Before we talk a little bit more about the interior of the vehicle, let's talk about what you've done with the wheels. I understand you've done something special here for the Heritage Edition.
Yeah, the wheels on the original car were of a goldish tint, much like many of the wheels of that era in motorsport. Again, we updated the look. We paid homage to it by staying within the gold family, but we've given it a modern twist. It's not as bright gold as some of the wheels of yesteryear. However, it's a newer shade. It's a darker, grayer shade of gold, but it really works well with the shadow black exterior. You know, they set each other off perfectly. The wheels are only available on the Heritage Edition, so it's one of those cases where this vehicle, you tick the box and this is how it shows up. And if you don't get this version, you can't order a normal Ford GT. Not that any one of them is really normal, but you can't really duplicate this if it's not certified or ordered in the ahead of time as a GT Heritage Edition. So, you know, it really does keep a unique vehicle already even more unique within its stablemates, you know, if you consider the rest of the lineup and what's offered.
That sounds absolutely fantastic, and I think a very wise choice. I'm glad to see that you guys paid tribute to the gold and gave it a little bit of a modern update. Let's tell our listeners a little bit about the interior of this limited edition model. I understand you've made some significant enhancements there. Kind of take us inside this supercar. I wish we could be both sitting in it right now, Garen. Maybe one of these days we'll do that. But for right now, give us a verbal walk around the interior.
The interior largely is the components on the interior are somewhat the same as what the normal, the regular Ford GT is. But the materials have been updated and modified to reflect the interior of the 60s car. I think the seat inserts is a good place to start. It's got a unique pattern. there's a really cool touch of detail in the blue seat belts, and that's something that the competition belts were. We've matched and sort of added a dash of color. But the interior on this vehicle, much like the exterior, is all about business. You know, this is a vehicle built to go fast, built to be driven, not just merely looked at. So every component, exterior or interior, on any of the editions, whether it's this one or, say, if you wanted to duplicate the auto show car in the blue that it was in, it's all based around the driving experience. So no elaborate, frivolous additions to the interior, just fine-tuning of the colors and the details. A same level of gold also finds its way in the interior, and some of the trim panels, they do match the essence of what we've done to the wheels. And you really start getting this whole theme package, and we're big on that. You know, it's a pretty big deal for us to have continuity of thought, no matter what the exercises on these vehicles that we work on, and on all of the iterations of the GT, from racing all the way down to street cars. So it's very important for us to maintain and carry the theme, never forget the history, but always look at it with a fresh modern eye.
Very well said, Garrett, and again, so much to be proud of. I don't know how you guys pulled it off, to be honest with you. As I said numerous times in this hour here these days, hard to keep secrets. Some other car companies have told me some inside stories on how they kept a few things under wraps, but this really surprised the entire automotive world and certainly was the star of the 2015 North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And certainly I know a number of folks who own the 2005 Carmelo design model, and I've told this story many times, so I apologize to my listeners for telling it again, but back then the president of Ford was a gentleman by the name of Nick Shayla, a British gentleman, and he offered me one, and I knew I was going to get married, and I decided not to do it. I didn't want to kind of stick my financial neck out too much, but the reality of the fact is, Garen, the house that I purchased, I ended up losing $200,000 on, and if I only had bought that 2005 GT, those things have just appreciated in value significantly, and certainly I can only imagine what the appreciation value is going to be down the road for the even much more limited edition run of this all-new supercar, which we'll see first for 2017.
Yeah, it's, hindsight, they say something about that, don't they? If we all knew, we'd be putting in orders for these kinds of cars daily. I'm with you on that. I have a similar story to that. I won't go into details on that one, but I absolutely, positively understand and can relate to what you're saying. So, but the thing is, you're obviously a fan, and we're so appreciative of people who really do understand the purpose of these vehicles. You know, the supercar field is definitely not a light one right now. There's a lot of options out there.
Mm-hmm.
And to really see the enthusiasm of people, the public, anywhere we go, and how interested people are in our story. And it really does tie back into what you just mentioned, your comment about keeping it secret. That's a difficult task unless people who are supposed to keep it a secret understand it. Then it becomes a really easy task because it becomes a job, a mantra, it becomes a mission. So that's a bit what happened to us. You know, we had a small team already, so it wasn't necessarily a gigantic crew working on it that people would think, being that we're a big manufacturer and that sort of thing is the norm. We had a small team, a skeleton team, working in a very secure and secret and secluded studio space down in the basement of the Product Development Center in Dearborn. But one thing that's the biggest and the most confirming and heartwarming story is that the world got to see this car on Monday, you know, when we did our press conference in 2015, January. But the employees, a good 2,000 of them, got to see this car for a brief moment on Sunday when we do the employee reveal. And nobody took to Twitter, nobody took to Facebook, nobody took to other forms of social media or tell their friends, Autoblog, Jalopnik, any other news.
Oh,
you know, the usual guys never
great.
got to nobody got the hint. And you know what? That is a testament to the fact that the entire Ford family, and by that I mean all the employees who were able to witness the car, understood that the punch we were looking for to really surprise the world on Monday wasn't something that they were going to shortchange themselves on by leaking the news early. And that, to me, as a member of the team on this car who kept it secret for the good 2 years, a year and change up until that point, it was really a humbling experience. Because that doesn't, that's not something you can buy these days. Anything happens, it's instantly on social media. And yeah. For 2,000 people who had nothing to do with the program to keep it hush was a flattering expression of really the uniform level of support that we had company-wide. You know, many of these guys were probably not thrilled not to know that their very own company was working on something this juicy, and I could relate to that thing on other programs. But you know what? It didn't matter, and it was such a cool feeling. I got to tell you, it was a hair-raising experience to be there in Kobo and watch this thing get unveiled, and the surprise of everybody that was in the room, from media as well as people who had access to the show. It was incredible. It was one of the highlights of my career. I'll never forget that day.
Absolutely, it was a spectacular day, and we're definitely going to have you on for a longer visit because I love speaking with designers, and the former design chief for Ford, Jay Mays, was one of my regular guests, and there's so much to this. I love supercars. There's no other way to say it. I just love supercars, and this vehicle has so many incredible design elements, lots of things that you don't necessarily see at first glance. You guys have put an awful lot of work into aerodynamics, and I know a lot of that was mandated by the fact that you were going racing with this vehicle, but the EcoBoost V6 with the 3.5 liter 600 plus horsepower engine, and of course this time around we've got a 10 speed paddle shifter, which I'm actually happy to see. Fantastic. Well, they're chasing us out the door for this time, but we're going to get you back when your schedule allows, and we're going to spend a whole hour just talking about the design and the love of this beautiful 2017 Ford GT. Congratulations, Gary.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.